That's all ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, yesterday, Lum launched his career as a women's hat designer by assuming a new name, Vaughn Mott of Pine Ridge. Mr. Mott is determined to turn out nothing but exclusive models from the five cases of old brims, crowns, flowers, and plumes he unintentionally bought at the county seat auction sale the other day. Abner is not in accord with this new business venture, but this has no effect on Lum, or Vaughn Mott. Now, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, sometimes, folks, eating the wrong combinations of foods can lead to after-eating distress or acid indigestion, and that's not very pleasant. Well, when this happens to you, turn to the pleasant, fast relief Alka-Seltzer can bring. Yes, be wise. The next time you go to your drugstore, buy two packages of Alka-Seltzer instead of one. Keep one package at home and take the extra package with you wherever you go. You never know when you may want Alka-Seltzer for the extra fast relief it can give. A drugstore may not be open, or one may not be handy when you want Alka-Seltzer most. You see, Alka-Seltzer is extra effective because it contains a dependable analgesic to help relieve pain, plus an alkalizer to help neutralize an acid-upset stomach. And Alka-Seltzer is extra pleasant to drink, too. It's so refreshing to the taste. Alka-Seltzer's extra value is just what you want. Now, with all these extra benefits, you'll want to get two packages of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist right away. Then you can keep one at home and one at work. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Remember that extra package of Alka-Seltzer. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot-'em-Down store. Grandpappy Spears is just entering. Listen.
Come in. Oh, well, howdy, Grandpappy. I thought you were somebody.
No, it's just me.
Well, thought you was old Curly Crosby there at first when you first walked in.
Now, wait a minute. Them fighting words.
Clayton Crosby?
I won't take that off of you.
You both
are. I'll scuff with you. I'll clinch with you.
Now, Grandpap, don't get mad. You do look a lot, though. Walk along there, hobbling along.
You're just joshing.
No,
I never had nothing to do, so I thought I'd drop over. Well, on me sakes, what in the world are them pigeon-toed things?
Them?
Yeah.
Them is women's hats.
Hats?
Yeah.
Looks like what's left over after you had a remnant sale. Or a fight, one.
Well, don't let Vaughn Mott hear you say that.
Vaughn Mott?
Yeah, he's the fellow that makes him hat. I hate to admit it, Grandpap, but that does look like a bunch of junk sitting there. But there ain't nothing I can do about it.
Well, who is this Vaughn Mott? I never heard of him before.
Well, to be honest, it's actual Lum, that's who it is.
Lum?
Yeah, but he don't want you to call him Lum no more. He's Mr. Mott from now on. A Frenchman.
In a disguise?
Yeah. French he is, he says.
Frenchman?
Yeah.
Well, Mom ain't no more of a Frenchman than Cedric is.
I know he ain't, but he's got it in his head to where he believes he is one now. Goes around saying parley's booze and all that stuff. I don't know what he talks about half the time. I don't think he does, neither.
No, he never did, and there's I could figure out.
Yeah, he's got his mustache waxed up stiff on a board. Got the ends of it turned upwards now instead of downwards like he always has.
Oh, that's long.
Yeah, mind out if you don't get too close to that mustache, neither, Grandpa. Don't get close to it, you'll get stabbed. He ain't safe to be around.
You better not go stabbing me, or I'll clinch with him. No fine gets away with nothing with Milford Spears.
He's wearing a tam o' shanter on his head.
Tam o' shanter?
Well, he calls it a beret, I believe.
Oh, it was a restaurant.
No, he says all Frenchmen wear that kind of hat. Actually, all it is just an old cap he borrowed from Cedric and taking a bill off of him.
Oh, that's a shame. Be glad to chip in some money and help him get something decent to wear on his head.
Well, he wants to wear that. So as long as he's a famous hat designer, why, he's supposed to wear one of them things. I don't understand it myself. Just to be honest, Grandpap, he's the silliest one human I ever laid eyes on. I'm just smart and ashamed to be in partnerships with him.
Well, he sure ain't serious about being a women's hat maker, is he?
Oh, he's dead serious. Says he's going to make that his life work. Yeah, he thinks he's got talent for that now.
Sassy fast. Well, has he sold any of them hats there?
Why, no, he ain't sold one of them. Any woman customer that comes in here just looks at them and laughs. I tried to sell a couple of them, but the women said they wouldn't be so dead in one of the things.
They make me sad.
Well, just to be honest, as near as I can figure out, the hat that them women folks is wearing when they come in here ain't a bit better off than these that Loam is selling, I'll tell you that right now.
Kind of got yourself out on a limb there, didn't you?
Well, a little, but it's hard to describe women's hats.
Yes, it
they're
is.
So awful.
Well, you're right there.
Oh,
the monstrosities that some of the women wear is enough to scare you half to death.
Oh, they'll do it. They'll scare you.
That's how come the Widder Jessup to lose her man.
Widder Jessup?
One day she bought a new hat and come out of the store to where a man was sitting for her, waiting in the buggy, and the horse seen the hat and shied and bolted and taken out of there like a scared rabbit.
Well?
And she ain't never seen neither the horse nor her man again.
Oh, that ain't true.
She advertised for the horse, but she ain't never saw neither.
I don't believe it. The horse couldn't read anyway. She put the ad in the paper.
Charlie Redfield says it's actual soul.
Oh, well, Charlie.
He says it. I hear him. He said it out loud. He said it.
Well, Grandpap, you know good and well anything Charlie Redfield tells you ain't more than half the truth, isn't it?
Well, that's right.
Why, you couldn't believe it.
Oh, Abner.
That's Loam called me. I mean, Bon Mark.
Oh, is he here?
Yeah, he's back in the feeding. Called that his melanin.
Abner, come here a minute, will you?
Yeah, be there in just a minute, Bon. Come on with me, Grandpap. Maybe you can help me try to talk him out of this silly idea.
Yeah, all right.
You tell him he ain't never going to sell none of them hats. Not even if he gives them away. Just lay it on table.
Yeah, just leave it to me, yeah.
Well, hurry up, Abner.
Yeah, I'm coming. Right in here, Grandpap, right there.
I know where to go. Quit sharing.
Well, come on in here. Recollect.
What I wanted to show you, Abner.
Excuse me a minute, Bon. Mr. Spears, I want you to shake hands with Mr. Moss.
Oh.
Polly's boss, Mr. Monsieur.
How's that now?
That means how to do, French.
Party boo to you, too, Mr. Moth.
Gracias.
Well, what you wanted, Bon?
Abner, don't be so familiar.
Huh?
My name is Bon Mott, not just Bon.
Oh, excuse me.
Bon Mott of Pine Ridge. Hat designer, extraordinary.
Extra what?
Ordinary.
Well, I'm glad you finally admitted to it. Well, why don't you give up this silly idea?
Give it up?
Why, sure.
Right when I'm on the doorstep of success?
Oh.
Right when I've just created up my masterpiece? Just wait till I show it to you. It's the divinest one thing I've thrown together yet.
Divinest?
Yes, sir.
That does it.
That's what I called you in here for, to see it.
I've heard of that.
It's really a chick hat, that's what it is.
What kind?
Chick.
Now, Loam, that's silly. It was bad enough when you were trying to make hats for women folks, but little chickens.
And
don't
a chick is smart.
I don't care how smart a chick is, it can't keep no hat on while it's running around the hen house.
Of course not.
Hopping around on one foot trying to hold a hat on with the other.
I guess he puts his wings up over his head and holds it.
That won't
just
do it.
A minute.
Make him a bonnet.
The trouble with you fellas is you don't know nothing about this business. The word chick ain't got nothing to do with chickens. It's a French word. It means smart, classy, stylish.
Oh.
And here is the last word in stylish hats. Just set your eyes on this one.
That?
Yes, sir.
Is that a hat, Loam?
That is a hat.
Oh.
An exclusive hat by Bon Mott of Pine Ridge.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. See what I mean, Grandpap.
Yeah, I understand, Abner. Loam, you better give this idea up while you still can. Thing like this gets hold of a man, ain't no telling where it'll lead to. Fact is, I think you done blowed your top as it is.
Yeah, Loam, Grandpap's right.
Yeah, you flipped your lid, old boy.
You better listen to him, Loam.
Snaps your cap.
Well, now, wait a minute. Just wait till I explain this new hat to you before you go making all them incinerations again. This hat is going to be the rage of two continents.
Which two?
Well, I ain't decided yet. America's one of them.
Oh, well, I decided we'd
go with that. I think Paris is the other. But just let me show you this hat. Now, you notice there's a bird sitting up here on the top amongst these flowers.
Yeah, I can see that. What's that supposed to be, a crow?
No, no, it's a bluebird, I think.
Bluebird?
A bluebird of happiness.
He's got a suntan. He's black.
Now, at first glance, you'd think it was just put up there to make the hat look pretty.
I don't know what would give you that idea.
But that's just half of it. The bird is on a pivot.
On a what?
Pivot.
Looks like he's on a hat there.
Swings around in the wind.
It does.
In other words, that little bird sitting there is also a weather vane.
Hmm. Let me blow on it. Doggy, he does swing a little there, don't he? He'll get dizzy swinging around like that.
Well, you ain't supposed to wear it in a cyclone.
Well, I'll admit, Lon, the hat would look better something on top of a barn than it would on a woman's head. Wait a minute, Lon. This thing's wore out already. Look at that. It's got a hole in the brim of it.
No, I put that there on the purpose.
Did the scissors slip?
No, well, see, this brim's sort of big and floppy and comes down low over one eye.
Oh.
This hole I put in here is a safety measure.
For the bird to see through, huh?
No, the lady can look through that hole when she's crossing the street and see if any cars or buggies are coming up on that side of her.
That's a good idea. If she's wearing that hat, they'll be aiming at her. I can tell her that right
now. Now, you'll notice there's fur around the brim there.
But to keep the bird warm?
No, well, that brim is detachable and can slip down over her head, and she's got a fur collar. Illuminates having to buy a neck piece.
What do you do with the rest of the hat? Throw it away?
Of course not, Mr. Smart Aleck.
You could drink out of that bowl.
Now, here's the greatest feature of the whole thing. You notice the cellophane here in both of the front and the back of the crown?
Yeah, I was looking at that. Did you run out of material?
No, them are little winders I put in there.
Winders?
Yeah, that's for going to the moving picture shows.
Oh, no shades, huh?
See, this way the woman can sit here and leave her hat on. The fella sitting behind her can see the picture by looking through them winders.
Douglas, now that is a good idea.
Well, of course it is.
Just too bad you can't sell none of them.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Lon, you know good and well no woman's going to buy a hat like this that you're making. You might just as well admit it, Lon. We've had them utterings sitting out there in the store all day long. There ain't been a woman that's come in here to even give them a second look.
Yeah, they ain't been selling very fast, have they?
Very fast? They ain't been selling, period.
No, they won't buy them. Might as well give it up.
Women don't come in here to buy hats, Lon. They never have and they never will. You know that.
Yeah, you might be right.
Why, of course I am. This just ain't the kind of a place for it.
Abner's dead right, Mom. Yes, sir.
Just might as well face it right now, Mom.
Well, to be honest, I've been thinking that same thing myself today.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
They just ain't in the habit of buying their hats here.
Of course not.
So we've got to do something to get them into that habit.
Huh?
Got to do something to start the ball rolling. And I think I know just the thing that'll do it, too. A style show.
Style show?
Yes, sir. We're going to put on the dad-blamedest hat style show right here in the Jot-'em-Down store that any woman's ever saw.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Grannies, let me get to that phone. I'll make a public announcement about it right now. Creation, thought up, designed, and made by Bon Mott.
Well, won't that be a style show in the Jot-'em-Down store? Well, move the feed sack. Here come the mannequins. And be sure to join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. You know, I think every one of us knows how upsetting it can be when one of those restless, sleepless nights comes along. Yes, when it's time for you to get up, you may be tired out and in no condition to start your day's work. Well, sleeplessness is often caused by nervous tension. And Miles Nervine is made to help relax nervous tension to help quiet overwrought nerves. So we say always have Miles Nervine in your home. This mild but very effective sedative has been making good for almost 3/4 of a century. And you can get Miles Nervine at any drugstore in either the effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents or the liquid form at 25 cents and $1. Miles Nervine is guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Caution, use only as directed. Just remember, a good sleep when you're wakeful and restless, try Nervine. N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervine.